Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we're going to be reading Psalm 28 together. We're going to read the psalm twice, first in the New Living Translation and we're going to read it again in the New American Standard Bible. So join with me as we read together Psalm 28, which is a psalm of David. I pray to you, O Lord my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me. For if you are silent, I might as well give up and die. Listen to my prayer for mercy as I cry out to you for help, as I lift my hand toward your holy sanctuary. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, with those who speak friendly words to their neighbors while planning evil in their hearts. Give them the punishment they so richly deserve. Measure it out in proportion to their wickedness. Pay them back for all their evil deeds. Give them a taste of what they have done to others. They care nothing for what the Lord has done, or for what his hands have made. So he will tear them down and they will never be rebuilt. Praise the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust him with all my heart. He helps me and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. The Lord gives his people strength. He is a safe fortress for his anointed king. Save your people. Bless Israel, your special possession. Lead them like a shepherd and carry them in your arms forever. And now we read the same psalm again. This is Psalm 28, but this time in the New American Standard Bible. To you, Lord, I call. My rock, do not be deaf to me. For if you are silent to me, I will become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the sound of my pleadings when I cry to you for help, when I raise my hand towards your holy sanctuary. Do not drag me away with the wicked and with those who practice injustice, who speak peace with their neighbours while evil is in their hearts. Give back to them according to their work and according to the evil of their practices. Give back to them according to the work of their hands. Repay them what is due them. Because they do not regard the works of the Lord, nor the deeds of his hand, he will tear them down and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the sound of my pleading. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and I am helped. Therefore my heart triumphs, and with my song I shall thank him. The Lord is their strength, and he is a refuge of salvation to his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd also, and carry them forever. So this is Psalm 28. It is a psalm of David. And he is calling out to the Lord and saying, Lord, if you are silent to me, I will be like those who go down to the pit. David knows that the voice he needs to hear in times of trouble, the voice he needs to hear when things seem to be going wrong, is not the voice of his friends or of his advisors, but it's the voice of the Lord. That's the voice that matters. You can have loads of other people and loads of other places where we get our advice from. But the advice that we get from the Lord, the things which he says, those are the things which will help us and get us through trouble. Those are the things which will stand firm forever. You may remember in the previous psalm, Psalm 27, the psalmist says, My father and my mother forsake me, but the Lord never will. The Lord's words are true forever. Here we also see David praying about his enemies. He says, Give them the punishment they deserve. Measure it out in proportion to their wickedness. And we get this theme all through the Bible that the Lord turns around people's wicked schemes so that it impacts themselves. And this prayer is very similar to that. It's not just saying, Lord, I've got these enemies, go and destroy them. But it's specifically praying that they will be given back to them according to the work of their own hands. Repay them what is due them, he says in verse 4. And when someone's wronged us, it can be easy to try and take these things into our own hands. But so much better and so much wiser is it to lift it up to the Lord, to trust that he will make things turn around. I also find it really interesting that David prays about his enemies, but also prays that the Lord is a Lord of mercy. In verse 6, praise the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. And when we have people who have wronged us, or people that we feel have wronged us, we also need to trust that if they cry out to the Lord for mercy with their whole heart, just as David is doing, that the Lord will be merciful to them. Jesus talks about being kind to your enemies, and in doing so you heap burning coals onto their heads. But we also want to see our enemies transformed and come to know Jesus. Remember Zacchaeus, he was an enemy to everyone. He was a tax collector, a traitor to his people. Yet he has a change of heart. For those who seek God, for those who seek his mercy, truly they will find it. So let's call out to God for help. Let's pray for our enemies. And let's pray that they too would know God's mercy. Let's trust that the Lord gives his people strength. We also see at the end a request, lead them like a shepherd and carry them in your arms forever. Remember that David was a shepherd. When we first meet David in scripture, that is what he's doing. He's tending to the sheep. He's protecting them from lions and bears and wolves and all sorts of things which mean to do them harm. And so David is coming back to this imagery that he understands deeply. Be their shepherd also, and carry them forever. Let's trust that the Lord will carry us not just sometimes, but that we can know his protection, his security. We can know that he hears the sound of our pleading, that he is our strength and our shield, that we can trust him forever. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.